Mothers, lock up your daughters. It's podcast time.
This is Gamers Coop with Cammy,
Dave,
Tyson.
And we're going to talk about Gears of War 1 and 2 and how excited we are about Gears of War 3 coming
out.
Somewhat
excited.
Way excited.
I'm excited. I don't know about Tyson. But
none of this somewhat crap.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah, that was a good trailer. They shot some guys.
The story is bound to be really good.
The story is unfinished.
Oh, yeah, the story that I've been reading. Gotta protect those tomato plants.
What? Do tell.
We'll get into it.
Okay, so Gears of War 1 was pretty awesome. You play... if you're just playing one player, you're playing Marcus Fenix, and he's released from jail.
With his tree trunk arms, big as a bus.
And his gigantic boots.
Yeah, their legs are abnormally large.
If you're playing two-player, your friend gets to play Dom, but Dom's always there anyway, so you always see Dom.
So basically, second player is the who nobody really cares about. You're just sort of the generic guy.
And then later in the game, they also introduced two other characters, Gus, Cole, however you want to call him.
Augustus
Coltrane. Yeah.
And then the other guy, what's the other guy's name? I call him Sid, because he looks like Sid from Final Fantasy.
He does.
The blonde guy? Baird. Yeah, his name
is
Baird.
This is a great podcast. What's his name? I don't know.
I call him Sid. If you look at him, he's got goggles on his head, he's got blonde spiky hair, he looks like Sid.
Or he's, you know, metrosexual, whatever. Those, you know, it's okay.
Oh, whatever. So basically the planet, what's the planet called, Tyson?
Sarah.
That planet.
Or is it Sarah? I don't know.
It's being attacked by locusts, and you go throughout the game. I think it's about five acts long. It's not too bad. And
better on the PC. Got extra chapters.
Whatever. And you're killing locusts.
Console controllers are so much better.
No, David, come on, man. That game is meant to be played with a WASD and a mouse.
I don't like to play a game and feel like I'm at work. I like to play a game and feel like I'm playing.
And I like to play a game that controls well. I don't know.
The controls are great, Tyson.
I guess. If, you know, you're like an octopus, you know, where you gotta, you know, use your tentacle to hit the RB button while you're holding down X.
It takes your thumb and forefinger.
Whatever, that's why it's all like, shoot your ink sack on the screen to continue.
Your ink sack? Gross. Anyway, best part about this game, the Lancer. Oh my gosh. Chainsaw on a gun. Whoever invented that deserves lots of kudos.
No, I heard they almost didn't put that in there. That would have been a big mistake, because that was a big, big reason why people like that game.
That was fun, going up to a guy and vroom.
It was awesome. Yeah, pretty much Gears of War is the reason why we got a 360. Had to play.
That was a fun game, though. I like the cover based in it, because you duck behind like a bench that somehow, you know, protect you from rockets, machine gun fire, nuclear blast, whatever. That bench should be staying there.
It's true. You can cover behind everything. I love how sophisticated the game really is.
So let's maybe talk about how the second one was improved upon from the first one.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, so the second one, I like how when you shot down, you can crawl, but you bleed out. In the first one, you don't bleed out, but you can't crawl. I don't know, it's kind of a double-edged sword there, but I like crawling around and being able to get to someone to pick you up.
That sucked, because I was playing Gears of War with Cliff yesterday, and every time I'd die, I'd be trying to crawl around, and then he'd die, and then I'd be moving the analog stick and go to quit. Then we'd have to restart the game every time.
Yeah, you can't crawl on the first one. But what I liked better about the second one is the guns had better power to them. On the first one, you'd be shooting the revolver, and you have to shoot a guy like 10 times to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
But on the second one, the revolver is very powerful.
Sniper's also better on the second one.
Second one's got the flamethrower. That's just awesome.
Flamethrower, yes.
Guys walking up, you're like, just, you know, toasting them everywhere, and oh, it was great.
Yep, and it basically just had more power in all the guns, so you could actually kill the guys a lot quicker. You had to use a lot more skill with the weapons.
The boomstick's better on the second one. Boomer stick.
Yeah, because I was shooting guys with that thing on the first one. They were not dying. I was like, how is that even possible? This is a high explosive round. Anyway.
and the two, like, the two rifles, like the Lancer and the other one, were actually different in the second game.
Yep. Yeah.
That was nice.
The Lancer was, it looked a little better, and the chainsaw worked a little better. You could actually just hold it down and let guys come to you, and, you know, it actually was quite effective.
Mm-hmm. I liked mines, too, better in the second one, how you can lay them around and stuff, so when you're online playing Horde, you just stick a mine somewhere and someone walks into it, blows up, you get a kill. It's awesome.
Man, I got bored of the Horde mode. It's just, everybody just bunkered into one area.
No.
And I'm like, this cool. I keep shooting a guy, Cammy comes in, steals my kill, and it's like, Cammy got a kill! Kill stealer Cammy!
It's just because you're not as good as me, Tyson.
Whatever, Cammy just sits back, lets everyone do all the work, and she comes in, and... Oh, look, I killed all the enemies!
That's why they call it survival mode, because, you know, you're trying to just stay alive and keep everybody alive, so...
Yeah. Online gameplay, I liked better in the second one, too. Playing Horde was just... so awesome. My whole goal was to get to the final level. From 1 to the, what was it, 50?
Yep. And we've done it, I think we did it twice together, you
did
and
it.
I.
Woo!
And yeah, it was very difficult. Very challenging.
The day we finished level
50. It took like
50.
3 hours at least.
The day we finished level 50 was like the greatest day of my gaming life.
Yeah, the second time we finished 50, Tyson was playing with us up until like 48.
And then he quit.
And then he drops out to watch wrestling.
To watch wrestling, yeah, man.
Yeah.
And then Monday Night Raw.
Bunch of crap. He could have even unlocked an achievement, and he still didn't want to.
I could care less. It was Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, I also liked how the second one continued the story on from the first one really well. It just picked right up. They attacked the Locust, went actually underground, and went into the Locust area to... move the story along. Still haven't completed the story. Driving me crazy, but we'll get there. Number 3.
So what do you guys want to know about number 3?
What do you know, Tyson?
Well, I've heard some conflicting reports on how the story goes.
Okay.
After the sinking of Jacinto, one story I've heard is they went to a flotilla, and they're growing stuff there, like tomato plants and junk.
Flotilla? What's that?
It's an army of ships.
Okay.
So they're living on these ships, and then they're growing, you know, food stuff there, like tomatoes.
Okay.
And that's why they got to protect their tomato plants from the bad guys.
Nice. And
then there's another version I've heard where it starts off in a jungle area. They've found this island, they move there, and it's this lush, like, tropic area.
Hmm.
Which I understand, because they showed off the Unreal Engine not too long ago, I think it was in March, where they showed off, like, how the engine could do jungle environments. So I could see that going in Gears of War 3.
So maybe they don't quite know yet? Or
I don't know. It's just like I said, I've seen two different reports.
Okay.
The one that seems most likely is the flotilla thing, where they're going to be on the ships, protecting the ships.
But one thing for sure, we know there's lambent locusts everywhere.
I hate lambent locusts. Lambent wretches on insane mode.
On the first one.
Are so annoying.
But that's one thing I liked about the second one, because the wretches were much easier to kill.
They pop out of nowhere, kill you in 2 seconds, and you're like, ugh, stupid wretch.
Yeah, even on insane, on the second one, wretches are just a piece of cake. Hold down that chainsaw button, and they're dead.
Mm-hmm. So I found out about that beast mode they're adding in. It's just Horde mode, but the sides are switched. You're playing as the Locusts instead,
oh,
humans.
No.
Lame.
But you can be like all the different Locusts and everything.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay.
Yeah, I really liked how they had all the different Locusts, like the Boomer and the Wretches and the just the normal Locust guys. And then what's the guy with the Gatling gun? The Grinders.
Yep, Grinders.
They're all...
Yeah, they added all those guys to the second one, so it made it more exciting.
And then the butchers with the big shields, you have to shoot at their kneecaps.
Yeah, you pretty much just shoot their feet because you can't hit them anywhere else. Oh, I have, about the third one though, there are some ladies that you play as, right?
Yep. They're putting females in. The reason they didn't have them in the other games, story-wise, females were for making babies.
And
that's
it?
That was the story. Apparently, you know, when the Locusts came up, they scorched the earth with their hammers of dawn and everything, so
okay.
The Locusts wouldn't get up there. I guess during that war, like 99% of humanity died on that planet.
Wow.
So any ladies, you know, were just for giving babies. Unless they couldn't have babies, then they were put in the war. So
do you know the story behind the girls being in there? At all?
What's that one lady? Anya? Yeah, see, I don't know.
Oh, she's in there?
The blonde chick that Phoenix has a thing for.
Yeah, apparently her mom served in the war, then she served in, and I guess she says she can't have babies, that's why she's in the war. But
okay.
I don't know.
That makes sense. Gotta have survival first.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
so,
I think
how much
ladies,
longer after the second one is the third one? No?
I don't know. I don't think too much longer, because it takes place after the sinking of that Jacinto city.
Okay.
So pretty much right after.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, great.
And then there's rumors that the Locust Queen is Marcus Fenix's mom.
Really?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Boy, that's a spoiler.
You've seen the Queen, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she looks human?
A little bit.
She looks a lot more human than the other Locust guys.
That's pretty creepy.
And you never actually see his dad, right? You just hear all the journals from him and stuff.
Supposedly his dad might show up in the third one.
Well, I think he will, because at the end of the second one, you hear his voice, you know, after you've sung Jacinto and stuff. He's like, what have you done? Oh.
So, Marcus Fenix's dad got it on with a Locust lady?
No. His mom, his mom was human. See, apparently how the story went is, his mom was a scientist, and I guess his dad was a scientist or whatever. I think I got that right. And then his mom went looking down those caves that they make, the locusts make. I guess she was looking for crystals, and then she died or something happened.
Hmm.
That's pretty weird.
Because in the second one, the Locust Queen talks about, you know, how she knew Phoenix's dad. So.
That's pretty weird.
Well, then.
My favorite part on the second one is when Cole gets on the intercom and he's all yelling at the Queen and he's like, oh, yeah. Great stuff.
Flassy.
He starts singing.
David's over there playing with wires. It's all good.
David is
entertained. He's like, this podcast is great. I'm just going to play with these wires in the corner.
David's giving me the head chop off sign, so I think he wants us to end.
I think we've talked about all we want to talk about for Gears of War.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Spoiled the third one. It's all good.
Yeah.
This has been Gamer's Coop, I guess. We're going to close it up here. So, signing out.
Woo! Spring break!
Oh, it wasn't so great.
It was good.